of their songwriting career. It's very exciting because, you know, we all love Indigo Girls for so many reasons, right? We love them because of the way they have created a life map for us with their songs. We love them because of the lives they've led and the example that they've given us as activists and friends.
I don't think I ever did.
I don't want, and she also said, I don't want people to hear me in my songs. I want them to hear themselves in my
right.
songs. Which is very beautiful, but also kind of a deflection. Like, you can't be me, so why
not? No, I read that interview, I was like, she's talking to me. Goddess. But another thing I learned is that Abba's like Crazy Game is just full of kind of like jazz guitar chords, and I felt at a much younger age that I needed that those sort of complex chords in order to satisfy me musically, and I learned really quickly that that wasn't always the case. So I wouldn't call it a mistake, but I would call it just a bit of a pivot in terms of chord choice.
Right.
And Amy actually was a big influence on me wanting to find my direct voice as opposed to. I don't know. I wouldn't call jazz chords like a person with deflection of trauma or something like that. it was something that kept me from being direct sometimes in the way I wanted to express myself.
Well, speaking of direct address, I think you have a song for us next under this. That's pretty direct.
Three chords.
And the truth.